Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Coffee Spill Ed.
It'll dry.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure you'll see through it. So, well, welcome aboard, and thanks for tuning in to Catch the Drift. And what we do every Saturday is go over the news I put on thedailydrift.com. And if you're not going there, you should. It's the news you need to know. You can catch that at www.thedailydrift.com. Let's take care of a little business, though, before we get into the meat of the show here. It's boat show season, right?
Yeah.
Started today.
Boat.
And it used to be, I used to always go to the boat show. Just a dream, you know.
But my dream is to get my boat in the water this year, actually.
I'm just hoping mine will run when I get it in the water. But Claves Marina. Go to clavesmarina.com, K-L-A-V-E-S, marina.com. You can reach them at 734-426-4532. They already have their boat show special pricing going on. So get your butt out there. They're in on Portage Lake, as I recall, in the Pinckney area there. And very easy, actually, to get to. They're just south of M36, head down. I can't remember the name of the road there. But a great marina. They got some really awesome boats. Get out there and get some special pricing from the boat show there. Clavesmarina.com. K-L-A-V-E-S, or call them 734-426-4532. And if you think about pontoon boats like you used to, like my old gnarly pontoon boat, the new pontoon boats, man, they look awesome. Man. They're like something right out of a science fiction novel. I mean, they're huge. And they move fast now. You can ski behind them and everything else. So they're a pretty awesome place to get a boat. Go to Clay's Marina. And they take care of you, too. It's a good place.
It's never too early to get your boat ready to go in the water. Oh, you don't want to wait till that first sunny day and then find out it won't start.
Yeah, the ice is going to break early this year. Mark my words. So call Clay's Marina. Get in there and check it out. Well, the first thing we wanted to talk a little about, I know we're going to talk Ninth Circuit Court. We're going to talk about all this craziness going on with the courts and Trump's alleged travel ban and everything else. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about protests. Matt covered it last week, and we didn't because we already had an agenda laid out. But I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about it. And you know, it's just reached that point in society, you know, where is the level of civilized behavior gotten to where people can go out and protest and break windows and assault people and spray them with pepper spray? And I'm not talking about the cops. I'm talking about the protesters, right? And we saw it on the news yesterday. Betsy DeVos, right? She passed the confirmations. Look, she's been legally put into place. And these protesters show up, and they're complaining and trying to keep – and assaulting her, frankly. You know, when you're pushing somebody, that's called assault, right?
You saw the video, right?
The video's out there. And, you know, give the woman a chance and let her get to work before you start assaulting – number one, you're never allowed to assault. And that's your right to protest ends where you start to violate somebody else's rights. It's that simple. Whether that's their property or whether it's their own physical well-being, you certainly don't want to do that. And Berkeley, of course, has always been the place where protests – it's the birth of protests, right? Vietnam War and a lot of other stuff that went on. And it's just hard to believe that people have allowed their civilized behavior to degenerate to this point. And I wanted to do a little flashback. Today we're going to do a few flashbacks. Hey, Linda, how are you?
Yeah, have a seat.
You can't sneak in here and not say hello. At least say hello. There you go. So, Derek, I wanted to play. This is going to take you back to Ronald Reagan when he was governor of California and these riots in Berkeley, the first one started, right? You got that track ready, Derek? This is Ronald Reagan talking after he called in the National Guard. Go ahead and play that.
Those people told you for days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction, they were going to physically destroy the university.
Now, why did you negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
University is a public institution.
That's right. But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
All right. And it doesn't get any clearer than that, right? This is what the universities have failed. You know, they're literally failing to teach kids common decent behavior, for crying out loud. You want to protest? That's fine. Do your sit-in? That's fine. Breaking windows, hitting people with sticks, spraying people down, violating other people's rights is no way to protest. That's not a peaceable. And doggone it, this should be taught at the high school and elementary level. Peaceable protest. That's where you speak up against authorities or people you don't like, and you peaceably state your opinion. Right?
In the past, in the 60s, the protesters were egged on by agents provocateurs, by, you know, basically radicalized students who were, in some cases, they were actually motivated by Communist Party affiliation, SDS. And so you had this core, hardcore group pushing the protesters. Now they have grown up to be the professors and instructors today who are actually doing the encouraging of their students. So it doesn't even take an outside force anymore. Yeah. It's the very faculty.
Yeah, they're giving them extra credit, right?
Yeah,
in class,
exactly.
To show up and protest. And the more violent they get, the better the grade they get.
And give them excuses to get out. You can leave and go protest. I'll cover your grade.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. He wants to talk about Betsy DeVos. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Good to hear from you again. I wanted to call about DeVos and Ninth Circus, because you have that on thedailydrift.com.
I do look.
The news you need to know.
Yep, absolutely. It's definitely a great resource. Hey, skip Drudge, go to thedailydrift.com.
Well, thanks, Joe. Awesome.
Yeah, no problem.
The check is in the mail.
I mean, when I say that, I don't touch Drudge anymore these days. But what you were just saying about the violence, since today was the protest Planned Parenthood, I pray everyone was safe from the left-wing nut job, violent left-winger pro-baby killers that were going to be out there in counter-protest, because, you know, we can't and can never know when they'll leap to violence at a moment's notice for no reason. But yeah, with DeVos, I think it's a very important point to make. Why is this? It's about school choice. The Democrats, and you follow me on Twitter, so you know I spell Democrats not with a C, but with a KKK there for the appropriate reason. In the 60s, the Democrats blocked schools to prevent black children from going to certain schools. The school choice of the time. The Democrats of today are no different. They are blocking schools, blockading Betsy DeVos and Republican efforts to provide school choice to black children.
Yeah, it doesn't get any simpler than that, Joe. That's a dead-on great comparison, because you know what? That is a fact. I mean, it's easy for these white kids that are showing up protesting and saying whatever they want. The last research poll I saw showed that like 58% of African-American parents in the inner city want school of choice, because they're tired of their kids being stuck in these bureaucratic institutions that are not taking care of the children. They're taking care of the teachers' union or whatever else is going on. The money's not being spent. They're not competing the way they should.
It was one of the first things that Obama did when he came to power, was in Washington, D.C., which is a federal enclave. You know, it's governed by the federal government. And he shut down school of choice.
Yeah.
The first thing he did. And there was some protest there from the black community that cared to have their kids in there.
Yeah.
And to tie to the first two together, most blacks are pro-life, but yet they keep voting Democrats. And thank God for programs like the Abolitionist Roundtable that you guys have on WHAM on Saturday mornings. Well, that's 8 o'clock, right? And Just Joshua on Sundays, and hopefully we can finally reach more people and get this going. And then the other thing is the Ninth Circus. They are overturned like 80% of the time.
Yeah, 86%, Joe.
They've got to be disbanded.
Joe.
They create work for all the other courts who endlessly have to hear the appeals to overturn their liberal activist judicial rulings, lawlessness.
Joe, do you think that they may actually overturn themselves this time? They're going en banc? That they've realized that maybe other heads have prevailed on that on that court. I think there's 11 members. Only three were used in this case, and the rest of them are going to review it now and see if maybe a mistake wasn't made.
Well, if Sessions can get in there and find a real sub-AG in the department who will earnestly argue the position properly rather than the Obama holdovers, the lifelong liberals that have been in the bureaucracy forever that are always there and undermine any Republican administration. If we could get somebody who understands and will argue that 100 cases have occurred of terrorism-related events or charges in some convictions from people of those seven countries, that it is a valid and lawful order on the merits of the president having that authority explicitly as given to him by Congress. The court does not have, it is not in their purview to make law and overstep the chief executive in this manner. And who knows, a miracle may occur, and you may be right. The whole body may wake up and say, look, we're overturned 80%. We're going to be overturned. Everyone's looking at us. Maybe we have to get one right for a change.
Yeah. Well, Joe, it's the Congress's job, and it's their job. It's not even the executive's job. It's the Congress's job to establish the courts. And so we have an opportunity here now to actually break up the Ninth.
Don't go too far.
So, Joe, hang on.
You're jumping the gun on me. Doggone it, you guys are always pushing the program, aren't you?
Well, if I didn't have coffee spilled all over my notes, I'd have read that. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Joe, great comments, man, as always. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Take care, my friends. Love you guys.
You too. Bye. Take care. Let's take a call from Jimmy in Manchester. Jimmy, go ahead.
Hey, it's McGregor Road.
Ah, that's it. McGregor, yes. Thank you very much, Jimmy. I appreciate
it. Right off of Dexter Pinckney between that M36 right
there.
Don't let
the liberals know where you live.
So, Jimmy, before you go, I've spent, you know, part of inauguration weekend, and we talked with some of the protesters, and oddly enough, we got the same kind of response that you're going to hear right here from many of the protesters. Derek, you got track two ready. This is the kind of response you get from these crazy kids that are out destroying property and getting violent and getting angry. Go ahead and play it.
We hate Trump, and we want to make a change.
How are we going to do it?
We want better.
I don't know. I never thought I'd get this far.
We hate Trump, and we want to make a change.
How are we going to do it?
We want better.
I don't know. I never thought I'd get this far.
We hate Trump.
I had to throw that in there. I ran across that today, and I was like, oh, my, you know. Isn't that crazy? It's just come up with if you're going to get out and protest, I'm all for it. Be able to explain yourself in clear, concise terms. You know what I mean? Saying I hate Trump doesn't do anything for anybody, including your own arguments.
Well, the people that were violent at Berkeley were clearly not the students there. These were trained professional people that came in. They were paid for, bought and paid for. I saw a thing on YouTube. It's down now. You cannot find it anywhere. Where they beat a woman. This woman wasn't doing anything. She didn't have anything to do with any of it. She was just walking across this bridge. And you know how bridges have like chain link fence there, so you can't throw things off or jump off or whatever. And they got her up against this fence, and they were beating her with clubs, and they got her down, and they were kicking and stomping her just because she was white. And they were all white. And they were screaming, no Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA, while they were acting like complete fascists.
Yes, that's exactly. They've turned it completely on its ear, and they have now become the fascists that they're railing against. It's crazy.
And with California restricting personal gun rights?
Tell
you what.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And they call Trump Hitler or fascist. Hey, Donald Trump's a lot of things, but Hitler, a fascist, I mean, come on.
Yeah, these people resemble this. These people resemble the brown shirts. That's who these people resemble, you know?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Great calls, Jimmy. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you. And good talking with you again.
You too, brother. We've missed you,
Jimmy. Well, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, yeah, I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Derek, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start talking a little bit about some of the craziness and where these kids are getting it from. We'll see you on the other side of the break here.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Get ready to win in style. It's Fire Keepers 5-star, 5-car Cadillac giveaway Saturday, February 25th. We're giving away 5 fabulous Cadillacs, all in one day, guaranteed. The fun starts at 2 p.m. Every 2 hours, one lucky player will win a sleek Cadillac ATS sedan. 4 cars, 4 winners. Then it's the grand prize drawing at 10 p.m. That's when one winner will drive home a luxurious Cadillac XT5 crossover. The 5-star, 5-car Cadillac giveaway is only at Fire Keepers. Earn entries every day. Drawing Saturday, February 25th. Fire Keepers, the best promotions, the biggest guaranteed prizes. Get ready, get set, get your Vegas on. Get it on. I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. Firekeeperscasino.com. Management reserves all rights.
The highest quality tractor in the U.S. and number one in customer satisfaction for 2015 and again in 2016 is LS Tractor, both awarded by EDA. This is Mark at Ashelman Equipment. We have a full line of LS four-wheel drive diesel tractor loaders ready to go. Forks, blades, tillers, plows, and mowers in stock, ready for all your projects. Subcompact to large farm, open or cab with heat and AC. Hydro transmissions make driving fun and easy for the whole family. Attachments are changed with just a pull of a lever. Highest quality, more features standard, 5-year warranty, free loader, and 1.59% financing qualifying. Ashelman Equipment in Whitmore Lake is at exit 50 on US 23, just north of Ann Arbor. Call 734-994-6000. That's 734-994-6000.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenka.
Hey there.
Good to have you along, man. Now, it's Valentine's Day. Are you doing something with your significant other? Your old, I won't say old lady, I almost said
Ooh.
That. With your better half?
Yes, with my beautiful bride. Yes.
Yes.
I don't know what we're doing. I'm waiting for her to tell me what we're doing. We're having a church dinner tonight for couples that we're going to at Hobbs.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, let me tell you this. If you haven't made plans if you want to move it up a little bit, because sometimes Valentine's Day itself, it's a Tuesday, right? It's kind of tough. Burroughs Roadhouse has a excellent Valentine's Day dinner. It's not Valentine's Day. It's a Valentine's dinner show. They're doing it last night and tonight, so February 10th and 11th. $50 a person. You get appetizer, salad, dessert, an entree, which could be beef, chicken, fish, or pasta. And you get the comedy show, which starts at 9, featuring Billy Ray Bauer and Wesley Ward. Good guys, very, very funny. You can reach them at 810-227-6000, 810-227-6000, or you can go to burrows-roadhouse.com. And it's a great place. They have a great atmosphere, great food, and great drinks. And the comedy shows there are really funny. It's a great little side place they have at the restaurant there that's done for shows, and it's really good. So check them out, 810-227-6000. Make a reservation. Tell them you heard it here on The Drift. Okay, so where do the kids get this stupidity from, right? We've seen some articles this week of actual professors assaulting conservative students and everything else, but the stupidity seems to be coming down from the top. I mean, we've seen it from Maxine Waters as well, right?
Mad Max.
Mad Max is right. Maxine Waters is just off her rocker. Yeah. She really is.
Yep.
Saying the most inane and craziest stuff. And Nancy Pelosi is
That's
no better.
It's a race between the two of those.
It is, isn't it? I mean, this is what the Democrats do. Derek, you got track three ready with Nancy Pelosi? Let's throw her on real quick.
Complete evidence. There's we've seen nothing that we can work, but I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign, which turns out to be
and that's
not
where,
true, a hoax.
And that's
really
where Mad Max was rolling her eyes behind her. Even Mad Max got
And if you haven't seen this video, you can go to thedailydrift.com and check it out. Here's Nancy. Hello, Nancy. It's 2017.
Yeah.
George Bush is not around for you to be blaming anymore. It's Donald Trump.
Botox
At least
poisoning.
Get your president right. You know, she's so filled with hate and anger. Bush derangement syndrome. It's crazy. You know, give the man a chance. He's not even been 3 weeks yet, and these people are just so insanely against anything that he's doing. And let's be honest. Let's put this out as simple as we can. Watching this Ninth Circuit Court decision, the Democrats and the liberals in this country have sided against you, the American people. Because what they're basically saying, and the insanity is, they're saying that our U.S. constitutional rights apply to people overseas. Not citizens, not green card holders. These are just plain old people who say, I want to go to America because for whatever reason. I'm being chased, somebody hates me, whatever. But they're saying they have constitutional rights. Let me assure you, Ed, you do not have any Mexican constitutional rights while you're here. You don't have them when you're in Mexico, let alone when you're here in the United States.
Yeah.
Nor do you have Australian constitutional rights Yes, you have none of those rights. None of us do. Anywhere else in the world. And yet these idiot liberals believe the entire world is protected and sanctified by the U.S. Constitution, even overseas.
This goes back to even the Gitmo detainees, where they wanted to give them the same rights to due process that an American citizen would have. So, you know, there's one thing to say that all men are created equal. All men are endowed with inalienable rights. That doesn't mean they get the same rights that an American citizen is granted by the Constitution.
Yeah. I mean, if you want those American constitutional rights, fight for it in your country and write a new constitution and adopt the same one. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
I mean, many countries have much of the same things that are in our constitution now.
Yep.
Many of them don't.
Yep.
But you know what? If you want it, you fight for it and you install it like we did. That's what we had to do.
Or apply to come here legally.
Or apply to come here legally and become a citizen. But don't come here if you don't like the way we live and our values and everything else. And that's what's going on here. You know, people want to tell me I'm putting a tinfoil hat on when I talk about soft jihad. There are millions of people coming to this country who don't believe in our Constitution, don't believe in our way of life.
Well, that's, you know, to be an American, most other countries have the fatherland, and they have race relation. In other words, they're all Germans, they're all Japanese, they're all Chinese. They may be different dialects or whatever. But Americans are a mishmash, but we are Americans because of the American Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and an allegiance to that set of ideals.
Yeah. Let's take a quick call from Sherry, who wants to talk about Valentine's Day.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Sherry. Let into him.
Good afternoon, fellas. I'm calling to tell my handsome groom what we're doing on Valentine's Day.
Well, go ahead, Sherry. Tell us.
Yes, dear.
He is taking me to dinner, where he usually takes me, and then off to Bible study, where we usually go, where he's the teacher.
Ah, well,
yes,
see,
dear.
You are. Pretty soon you will be Pastor Ed, won't you?
Yeah.
One of these days.
Yep.
Well, great, Sherry. Glad to know that you're going to have a good night tonight.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
And to you. Take care. Bye-bye. And we will see you all on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Drift. Catch you on the other side.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Faerone X, and Dana Lesh. and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The president wrapping up a golf game with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Florida, tweeting out a picture.
Some high-fiving Prime Minister Abe. No word on what the two talked about today, but as President Trump said last week, you get to know somebody better on a golf course than you will over lunch.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. Meanwhile, the fallout continuing for National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
His spokesman is now rolling back a denial that Flynn never discussed former President Obama's economic sanctions against Russia with their ambassador to the U.S. The spokesman telling the Washington Post that Flynn couldn't remember talking about sanction, but wasn't completely certain it never came up.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. And an arrest in the shooting death of an Ohio State University student whose body was found Thursday. Police in Grove City say a convicted sex offender is looking at charges. Fox News. We report. You decide.
It's 2017. If you're thinking about investing in your house, now is the time. Check out woodrehab.com or call 248-506-6175. Use this year's tax refund to spruce up your house. And what better way than upgrading your tired kitchen cabinets? Wood Rehab can give your kitchen cabinets a new look at a great price. Don't replace them. You can paint or refinish without emptying your cabinets in this very non-intrusive process, which averages 7 days from start to finish. Call 248-506-6175. Ask for Dave. Woodrehab.com will give you 10% off if you mention this ad. 2017 is a great year. Get it started with a brand new kitchen. Call 248-506-6175. Or go to the web at woodrehab.com. And get your kitchen renovation started today.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenko. Glad to have you aboard, Ed.
Glad to be aboard. You know, that music is like a Pavlovian response. I know that wisdom and smartness is going to follow.
Nice. Well, let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor of this segment, Regency of Whitmore Lake, 8633 Main Street, right in Whitmore Lake, just down the street from my house. It's a great place for 24-hour nursing care, some subacute rehabilitation, long-term care, hospice, and respite care. They have a secured memory care unit. They do life enrichment programming, and they have a great little restaurant area, their buffet and restaurant-style dining. They also have a veterans program. So you can reach them at 734-449-4431. That's 734-449-4431. Or you can go to siennahealthcare.com. That's C-I-E-N-A healthcare.com. And that's Regency of Whitmore Lake. They just renovated the place not too long ago, and it's in great shape. Nice, brand-new looking facility. And good people there, so check them out, 734-449-4431. Okay, so we're talking Ninth Court, or Ninth Circus Court, as Joe would put it, which made me laugh. But we've got a track here, and this is about Byron York, who reported on it. And if you don't know who Byron York is, he's one of the probably the best pundits that you have out there, very common
I've
sense.
I've talked to Byron York.
Have you? And he's a really smart guy, not the biggest Trump supporter by any stretch of the imagination. But, Derek, you got track four ready? Let's delve into this. And this is him explaining, well, it's not Byron York, but it's the report of his, explaining what the Ninth Circuit Court did wrong in this. Go ahead.
In response to Judge James Robart's stop to President Trump's executive order on immigration, the Justice Department made four key and legally powerful arguments. First is the argument that no foreign national in a foreign country has U.S. constitutional rights to violate. Second is that the Trump executive order covers countries previously identified by both Congress and the Obama administration as terrorist hotspots and is therefore not based on Trump's alleged animus towards a particular religion. Third, the order does not specifically target Muslims. And fourth, the Justice Department argues, it is not the role of a U.S. district judge to divine the president's motives. York writes that the administration is therefore on very strong legal grounds. But does that mean that they will prevail? As Laura Ingraham, the conservative radio host who served as a clerk for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, tweeted on Sunday, the law is on Donald Trump's side, doesn't mean that the courts will follow it.
Now, that's the most disgraceful point of this whole thing. Right? Because here's a Ninth Circuit court, as Joe said earlier, 86% of their cases that have gone to the Supreme Court have been overturned. Why? Because they do not follow the law.
Well, you know, that was a very good laying out of the legal rationale. Now, you got that, you put that in the balance scales with the other side, feelings.
Yes. Well, isn't that what separates a Democrat and a Republican?
Yes.
Democrats are always about the feelings, the emotions of it. It's not nice.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. You know what? Common sense isn't always fair. But these, you know, the same people, these idiots in the streets who are rioting and protesting and saying, you know, let these Muslim people come into the country, whatever you want. These Muslim people will kill those. Whether you're gay, if you're a woman, they're going to treat you like. Whatever happened to NOW? Do you remember what NOW was? National Organization of Women, right?
Yeah.
Disappeared. You know, the feminist group. Where are the feminist groups talking about how women are mistreated in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Emirates, Syria, Iraq, Iran? If you allow this country, either through hard jihad or soft jihad, to happen. Women, you will be stepping backwards into the 12th century. You'll be forced into hijabs. You'll lose your voting rights. You'll lose your driving rights and everything else, right? That's what will happen.
Well, like Matt was talking about the protests last week, and he was talking about Milo. And I said, well, you know, the Democrats, the liberals must be really ready to let their heads explode because on one hand it's, hey, let the gay guy speak his mind. And then on the other hand it's,
we don't want the gay guy speaking his mind.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, Milo's hilarious. You know, the alt-right, some people in the alt-right. We're going to have to play that alt-right thing again because people are kind of saying, oh, the alt-right, they're a bunch of Nazis. No, the alt-right movement is a consortium of people running from as far right as Nazi people to people who are just dissatisfied Tea Partiers who are dissatisfied with the GOP elite.
I think alt-right is whoever is speaking at the moment and describing alt-right, to tell you the truth. Alt-right from a liberal is different from when you and I speak, I think.
Yeah, it's just insanity. It really is. And if you want to get in on this conversation, 734-822-1600, or you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, and I can read your comments on the air if you're too shy to get in. But it's like it's just hate, right? There is absolutely no common sense involved here. When it comes to these protesters, they literally can't say anything, and the circuit court is no better.
I like when Bill Waters World, when he interviews these people. So, what are you protesting? What countries were banned?
They don't even know.
They can't tell you anything. They just know they're there. Why are you there? My friends are here.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And the judges in this case were trying to come across with his intent. Listen, in a judge, this is not like a criminal. Trial, right? And where murder may be intent to get you first degree or second degree, mm-hmm. was it passion or whatever. We're looking at a law, and a law is black and white, written down on a sheet of paper. You should be judging and ruling based on the law on that sheet of paper. And it's the 1952 McCarran-Walter Act is basically what gives, and Congress gives. This is not an executive order like that. He's basing this executive order strictly on the McCarran-Walter Act, which gave the president the power to look at. And Obama's done it, and Carter's done it, and Clinton did it, and yet the only person that they're complaining about is Trump. Why? Because they hate his guts.
Well, you know, the other thing is that this is a micro of the macro, and the macro is, say, Scalia versus Ginsburg. Strict constructionist, you know, what does the law say? What does the Constitution say as opposed to what do other countries say or what do we feel like or what do we as judges want to make the law? What do we think it should be?
Yeah,
that's
it's crazy. Let's take a call from Pete from Plano, Texas. Pete, go ahead.
Brother Gary, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Outstanding, but improving. Haven't awesome. Talked to you in a while.
It's been a while. Go ahead, man. What do you got?
Well, I'm listening. You know, like talking about these Nimrods protesting and crying because, you know, it's just it's typical from the, as Sayron calls them, the reptile mind. You know, we won fair and square. And they just, my wife and I even talk about it. They're trying to find things to cry about. Our little nine-year-old girl tells our son, Andrew, cry me a river, build a bridge, and get over it.
Pete, we didn't win fair and square. The KGB right. stole it for us. Come on. You know that Putin put his boy Trump in, and, you know.
Oh, man. I wore my when we were at the headquarters, Republican, I wore my Make America Great Again in the Ann Arbor, the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. I mean, I got some stares, and I, like, who are you eyeballing, freak?
Yeah, and that's what it's come down to. I mean, if you have a Trump sticker on the back of your car, you might come back and find your windows broken. I mean, come on.
Oh, well. Grow
up and stop being crybabies about it. We survived. I complained. You know, I've got years and years of archived radio broadcasts showing me complaining. I complained to the ninth degree, but you know what? I didn't ever break somebody's window. I never assaulted anybody. I never violated anybody else's rights in all the years that I put up with Obama, right?
You complained to the ninth degree, but not the ninth circus. That's the problem.
That's right.
I forgot the guy's name on Sunday morning. I think, anyway, I told him that we called him Broke Back and Obama. It starts cracking up. That's, you know, and then the people saying, oh, he's so wonderful and he's done, look at all the things he has done. Yeah, taking our money, him and, dare I say it, Mushel. You know, anyway, I'm so glad. I was 3 o'clock in the morning when President Trump got elected. I'm driving down Main Street. And I could see some of the people, they were so down because Crooked Hillary didn't get elected.
Yeah. Well, so, I'll tell you what, Pete, I've been happy every day. And at every press conference, when I watch Sean Spicer, I'm always even happier when I get done seeing this. Because you know what? It's turning the world back to the way it used to be. And I'm not saying back to 1940. I'm saying we're common sense rules. Okay? That's what it comes down to.
You know, I'm torn here because I heard a protester say, Trump is the worst president ever. And we've only had 3 weeks of Trump. And
yet,
I'm beginning to think Trump is the best president ever because of what he's done in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah. All right, Pete. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call, man. Good to hear from you again.
We'll see you soon. Take care, Gary.
You too. Take care. Let's take a call from Tom in Detroit. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, about the Ninth Circuit decision, I read the Trump executive order, and it was somewhat vague. I mean, when he writes an executive order, it's supposed to be drafted like a law. He drafted it like he was giving an order to his secretary.
No,
I mean, we all know what's going on because we see what's going on every day. But when a law is drafted, it's people down the road, maybe 10 or 20 years, you know, they have to be able to read it and know exactly what it means. And
wait a minute,
there's a doctrine in the law called void for vagueness, where a law can be, just voided or deemed unconstitutional because it's drafted so vaguely that people really can't understand it.
Yeah,
Obamacare.
Yeah, well, let me tell you this, Tom. I agree with you because it was poorly rolled out, and maybe there was something. I don't know who actually wrote it for Trump, but I did see a letter from the Department of Justice, and this is what kind of scares me a little bit. That executive order was sent to the Department of Justice, and somebody there signed off on it. I've been trying to find that copy again, but I'm having some trouble on the internet. Somebody at the DOJ signed off on it. So it makes me wonder, what, did somebody sandbag him at the DOJ? Was there an Obama leftover who said, yeah, go ahead. That looks good to me. Go ahead and roll it out. Let's see what happens with it. So, you know, part of that problem is they maybe should have waited until Sessions was in there and let Sessions take a look at it, craft it, and make sure everything was right. So I won't defend Trump on rolling this thing out badly and maybe too quickly before they were ready. I agree with you there.
You know, Trump seems to be a quick study. So, you know, I mean, he's not a lawyer or a politician by profession. So, you know, he might be able to catch on to this stuff pretty soon, pretty quick. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens, of course.
Yeah.
Well, he did say that next week he's going to come out with another order. I assume it's going to be better crafted. But he doesn't want to speak about it right now, you know, because he doesn't want to give the enemies of the nation, you know, advance notice, because then they might rule against it.
This is a joke, Ed. Did you get that joke? Tom, did you get that joke?
I think I missed it.
You're not alone. You're not alone.
I told Ed that joke has fallen flat three times.
I can't hear you. I just had somebody come off, break squelch on my CB, and I can't hear it all. I'm going to have to go.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call.
Okay, I give up.
It's too complicated, dude, or too true. That's not a joke when it's too true.
Yeah,
correct?
That's true.
Well, you know, here's something. I wanted to mention this when Joe had called in. Yeah. If you're going to send the best and the brightest to go into court and defend this thing, why didn't? Is it against the law for Ted Cruz to go and argue it?
Depends who they choose. I mean, obviously, the guy, I listened to that guy who was arguing it. Where did they find this guy? Yeah. Casper Milktoast, and I don't know, a dog ate my notes. And
Casper Milktoast.
Oh, jeez.
All right, well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this Ninth Circuit Court and the decision to overrule Trump's alleged travel ban, or travel hold, actually. So we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Don't miss Theron's Saturday Night Rock and Rhythm Review. It all kicks off at 4 p.m. with the Saturday Night edition of the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Man, you better be getting with the beat. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Can't get with the beat on this radio program. You got a hole in your soul, Jack.
From 6 to 8, it's Eddie's Caravan with Fast Eddie.
The Moonglows with a great jump tune from 53, Whistle My Love.
At 8 o'clock, we explore America's roots music with Radio John D. and the Greasy Skillet.
And that's another playlist archive pick from listener Mark. Thank you, sir.
Then, Dan Martin brings you the best music of the UK on London Calling from 10 to midnight.
The great 60s tunes, but also the 70s, 80s, 90s, and current stuff.
Followed by Del Villarreal's Rockabilly Fest, Go Cat Go.
That was New York City's own Tom Dorsum right here on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show.
Hey, baby, do my little
pet. It all starts Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. on the musical side of Wham!
When your major home appliance stops working, do you want to fix it? No. You want someone who knows what they're doing, and that's not you. It's MasterTech. Bill and Joe Henderson at MasterTech have been taking care of people in Ann Arbor and Southeast Michigan for over 30 years. They've been to my house many times and always solved the problem. They do both residential and commercial work and treat their customers and employees like family. Their technicians are friendly, knowledgeable, and on time. Stop by at 1919 Federal Boulevard in Ann Arbor off Stadium by the post office. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5 p.m. and even on Saturday from 9 to 2. Or call 734-662-0641. That's 734-662-0641. You can also visit their website at mastertechappliance.com. That's mastertechappliance.com. And tell Bill Linda says hi.
Are billions of dollars more powerful than your life? What would it mean for our country if one man's money could buy other men's rights? And who are we as Americans if we let that happen? Because ours is the only country founded for the most common of common men. A place where freedom's riches are guaranteed to each of us to speak and write and work and worship and resist as we choose. Because we're the good guys We teach our kids what's right and wrong. Go to work with passion and pride. Help our neighbors and try to live by the golden rule. And we will never let a billionaire tell us his life matters and ours do not. You don't get to make that judgment, Mr. Bloomberg. We are the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America. Join us today.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. So we're talking about the Ninth Circuit Court that overruled Trump's alleged. It was a travel holdout, a moratorium. It wasn't a travel, complete travel ban. And was it completely the right move? No, I don't think anybody's going to even try to defend that it was completely a great executive order. I think we can all agree to that. And the rollout was obviously not the way it should have been. But
could have been smoother.
Could have been smoother. But the fact that the Ninth Circuit Court followed Robart, right? Was it? Yes. Robart was very badly judged. You know, let's face it.
Yeah.
But before we continue on and talk about the Ninth Circuit Court and the solutions we may have with that, let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this segment, DK Roofing and Instruction. Exterior, they've got asphalt roofs, metal roofs, or siding. They can do your interior kitchens, bathrooms, and basements. They've got some complete home packages, and you can save up to 20% on labor. So whether it's a basement, an interior renovation, an addition, an outbuilding, or even custom home theaters, DK Roofing and Construction can help you out. You can reach them at DKRCompany.com. or DKRoofingSolutions.com, and get hold of them and say, hey, I need some work done in the house. I would like to get it done. They take Visa. They take MasterCard. They take Discover. So DK Roofing and Construction Company, good guys. They're licensed and insured. They can do insurance claims, and you can get free estimates from them at 248-357-6631. That's 248-357-6631. DK Roofing and Construction Company.
Just Google DK Roofing. You'll get it.
Yeah, DK Roofing. You can't miss it. They got a big ad in The Current. If you haven't seen it, go to thecurrentonline.com.
Well, of course, that's where they should look for the information.
Exactly. Just get there. Well, you know, one of the greatest guys that I love to hear from is Newt Gingrich, right?
Smart guy.
Not the first time Newt's been talking about the Ninth Circuit Court. He's had some things to say about this latest. But it goes back to back when the crosses and the religious question had come up before the Ninth Circuit Court. Dirk, do you have track five ready? This is a flashback to a few years ago when Newt was talking about the Ninth Circuit Court after they'd made a ruling about religion. Go ahead and play that.
I believe we need a profound fight about religious liberty. I believe that fight became unavoidable when the Ninth Circuit Court ruled that saying one nation under God as part of the pledge was unconstitutional. I believe it is a sign of a fascist mentality that the ACLU has filed a lawsuit about a cross in the middle of the Mojave Desert. I mean, the idea that a cross in the middle of the desert is a threat to the mindset of secular fanatics tells you almost everything you need to know. And I'm a historian, so my reaction to this is to read history. In 1802, the Jeffersonians passed the Judiciary Act of 1802. Jefferson knew a fair amount about the Constitution. Madison knew vastly more. They were both in the administration. The Judiciary Act of 1802 abolishes 18 out of 35 federal judges. Doesn't impeach them, abolishes them. Says, we're not paying you. You can't go to, there's no court. Several of them said this was inappropriate. It's a lifetime appointment. They went to the remaining 17 judges to file suit. And the remaining 17 judges said, have you lost your mind? If I accept the suit, they're going to abolish my court. This is, by the way, precisely what Hamilton and Madison wrote in the Federalist Papers, that any time the weakest of the three branches takes on the two elected branches, if the two elected branches are serious, they will, in fact, guarantee the defeat of the judicial branch. Now, as many of you know, I am a moderate. So I would only propose not to abolish over half of all the judges, which is what Jefferson did, I would merely propose to abolish the Ninth Circuit and re-recruit. Because if we're serious, that's the right reaction. You show me a judge so ignorant they believe that it's unconstitutional to say one nation under God, I'll tell you a judge who shouldn't be drawing money from the taxpayers. It's a very straightforward relationship.
All right, there you go. I mean, so it can be done. That's the law. And I would tell people, if you're not on social media, get on social media. But start tweeting and Facebooking. Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader. I think it's Senator Majority Leader at Twitter. That's his handle. And then at Speaker Ryan. And let these guys know, you know what? We have a solution for the Ninth Circuit Court. You've been letting them play this game for decades now. Enough is enough. These people are completely out of control. Go ahead and abolish them. Abolish the Ninth. Hashtag abolish the Ninth. Get rid of them. Be done with it. There's no sense allowing these judges to continue to legislate from the bench, these activist judges.
Black-robed mullahs.
Black-robed mullahs, yes. I mean, it's that bad. I mean, literally. Because right now, here's what's happened with this decision. Our foreign policy concerning immigration has been set by these three liberal idiots in California. Right? That simple. They overruled the president and said, anybody in the world can come into the United States. They've got constitutional rights worldwide to come into the United States, and we can't stop them. So, look, Kim Jong-un,
He wants to come here. Has the right to due process.
We can't stop him from coming here if Kim Jong-un wants to come, right? Is that what he's saying?
You know, there was some, who's that, doggone it, the Al-Qaeda guy, the Al-Qaeda cleric who's an American citizen.
Anwar al-Awlaki.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, well, we can't bomb him because, you know, he has due process rights.
Hey, the minute you wage war against the United States, you give up any of your rights. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You know, that anybody that goes to fight for ISIS, your passport should become null and void. As soon as they know that that's happened, null and void, you're not coming back, Jack. If you are, you're going right into prison. I prefer them not to come back because I don't want to pay their prison. I'm that kind of guy. You know, it's just insanity. That the left has literally, they've chosen sides, and it's not the side of the American people.
Yep.
You know?
I'm kind of reminded of this story. Have you heard the story, ever read it, The Man Without a Country?
No.
About the guy who was put on board a ship. He said something, he cursed the United States at his trial. Supposedly he was in the Aaron Burr Rebellion, and he was an officer, and he was joining Aaron Burr's so-called rebellion, and he was found on trial. So basically his punishment was that he'd be put on board a naval ship, and he would never see or hear spoken of the United States of America again. It's a really good story.
Really?
It's not very long, yeah.
Got a book?
Yeah, it's a book. Yeah, it's a very short one. Yeah.
Send me the link or something. I'll see if I can find it, but that's a good one. All right, well, that's the end of another show. Thanks for our listeners calling in. Great show. And Ed, thanks once again for coming in and helping me out here.
Thanks for having me.
I love having guests, man. It's awesome. And Derek, thank you again for producing a great show for us. So until next week, folks, go to thedailydrift.com. It's the news you need to know. Take care, and we'll see you next week.